Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen, Archuleta, Atkins, Bates, Bell, Borges, Bradford, Caballero, Chang, Daly, Dodd, DeRosso, Galgiani, Glazer, Gonzalez, Grove, Hertzberg, Hill, Hueso, Hurtado, Jackson, Jones, Leyva, McGuire, Mitchell, Monning, Morlock, Morrell, Nielsen, Pan, Portantino, Roth, Rubio, Skinner, Stern, Umberg, Wykowski, Wiener, Wilk.
A quorum is present. Would the members and our guests beyond the rail and in the gallery please rise? We will be led in prayer this afternoon by our chaplain, Sister Michelle Gorman. After which, please remain standing. We will be led in the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag by Senator Allen.
So let us recall that we are always in God's presence. And our prayer today is from Rebbe Nachman of Breslov, and he lived in the 1700s, 1800s. Patient God, teach us to be patient, unruffled by those who anger, tolerant of those who exasperate, accepting of those who disappoint. Help us remain serene in the face of derision, calm in the face of provocation, composed in the midst of a storm. And dear God, teach us to be patient with ourselves. Amen.
Members, please join me in saluting our nation's flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You too. Members, as we start this week, we would like to take a moment to let our friends and neighbors in Australia know that California stands by them in these challenging times. We too have been struck with terrible, devastating wildfires, and so we have an idea of what they're going through. So we want them to know that the California State Senate stands with them. Messages from the governor will be deemed read. Messages from the Assembly will be deemed read. Reports of a committee will be deemed read and amendments adopted. Motions, resolutions, and notices. Without objection, the following governor's vetoes will be stricken from the daily file. File items 1 through 51, governor's vetoes are sustained. Senator Leyva will move AB 1066, item 53, to the inactive file. Introduction and first reading of bills. Madam Secretary.
Senate Bill 808, 809, 810, 811, 812, 813, 814.
Second reading will be deemed read. Returning to motions and resolutions, this would be the appropriate time for adjourn in memories. Senator Glazer, not at his desk. Senator Wiener, not at his desk. Senator Chang, not at her desk. Senator Skinner, I believe you have, no? Okay. Senator Rubio, not at her desk. Senator Hurtado, we're so happy you're at your desk. Please proceed when you're ready.
Thank you. Colleagues, it is with a heavy heart I ask that we adjourn today's meeting in memory of Council Member Raymond Lerma from the city of Corcoran. He was 66 years old. Not only was Ray a beloved council member for over 25 years, Ray was a son, husband, grandfather, fierce community advocate, writer, advisor, and retired educator for 38 years at Corcoran High School. Ray was one of nine children born to Cruz and Dario Lerma, who spent their time migrating up and down California as farm workers, working to sustain their family. A community man, Ray will be best remembered for gathering his high school students to clean up parks or highways attending council meetings, serving with the Kings County Community Action Organization, the Citizens Advisory Committee Chairman for the Corcoran and Kings County Association of Governments, and Chair of the Kings County Latino Roundtable. Ray was not afraid to fight for his community. As a retired educator, Ray was currently teaching English at the adult school to Corcoran residents who were preparing to take their citizenship test. Ray was also passionate about ensuring that residents had access to health care and wanted to provide better access to dialysis patients. He was working with local health clinics to expand hours of service, given that the nearest hospital was 40 minutes, is 40 minutes away. Access to clean and safe water was another major project for him. Just this past month, I had met with him and city staff to discuss challenges to water access and costs. Councilmember Lerma will be greatly missed for his commitment as an advocate to Corcoran, Kings County, and for his ability to find ways to uplift the lives of young people in the Latino community around him. Rest in power, Councilmember Lerma.
Thank you, Senator Hurtado. Please bring his name forward so he can be properly memorialized. Senator Glazer, I believe you had an adjourn in memory. Proceed when you're ready.
Madam President and members, it's with great sadness that I ask the Senate to adjourn in memory of Javier Ramirez and twin brothers Mark Anthony Arista and Michael Angelo Arista, students from my district who tragically lost their lives in a car crash on Christmas evening. Javier, Mark, and Michael were all only 16 years old. They lived in Dublin, California, were students at Dublin High School. In that crash, two other students suffered major injuries, and my thoughts are with them as well. Javier, Mark, and Michael were very well loved by their fellow students, friends, and classmates. They were fun, lovable, and caring individuals. Javier was a soccer player with the Dublin United Soccer League. Mark had a contagious smile and aspired to be a realtor like his mom. And Michael was charismatic and funny. Javier, Mark, and Michael were great supporters for friends and involvement in the community as well. On the night of the accident, they were out to help a friend, according to their twins' mom, Anna Reynoso. And Mark and Michael would often help kids from military or single-parent households by connecting them with others in the community. My deep condolences to Javier's parents, Javier Sr. and Zui Aika, and to Mark and Michael's parents, Andrew Urista and Anna Reynoso. And with that, I respectfully ask the Senate adjourn in their wonderful memory.
Thank you, Senator Glazer. Please bring all three names forward so we can properly memorialize them. Senator Weiner, I believe you had adjourn in memory.
Thank you, Madam President. Colleagues, today I am asking that we adjourn in memory regarding a death that can that's just beyond horrific, just incredibly tragic for the community. Huang Yikoi, also known as Grandma Huang, who was born on February 15th, 1930, died on January 3rd of this year. Grandma Huang was born in Tuisan, China, and immigrated to San Francisco in 1986. Approximately 1 year ago, on January 8th, 2019, at about 6 a.m., Grandma Huang was brutally attacked when she was doing her routine exercises in San Francisco at the Visitation Valley Playground right across the street from her home, which was then broken into and looted following the attack. She was about 90 years old. Grandma Huang suffered facial and skull fractures as well as a brain injury in this brutal attack, and she was hospitalized from then until her death a year later. She suffered through massive pain and had been courageously clinging to life for a year when she passed. After the attack, Grandma Huang's granddaughter, Susanna Yi, organized community support for more police patrols in the neighborhood with Chinese-speaking officers. There's also been an effort to secure more money for a police substation in the Visitation Valley neighborhood and more resources for a neighborhood watch program. And I hope that these things happen. Sasana and other community advocates have also organized a rally, a march, a silent sit-in at the playground where the attack happened, and other peaceful community activities, not only to support Grandma Huang and her memory, but also to raise awareness of the public safety issues, especially criminal violence directed at women and seniors in our community, especially seniors who simply cannot defend themselves. Grandma Huang's funeral will be held on January 19th. She is survived by four adult children, Leanne, Jenny, Helen, and Jensen. She's survived by eight grandchildren and five great-grandchildren. This is a terrible tragedy for our community. I want to send out my deepest condolences to the family and the entire community, and I respectfully ask that we adjourn in Grandma Huang's memory.
Thank you, Senator Weiner. Please bring her name forward so we can properly memorialize her. Senator Chang, I believe you had an adjourn in memory. Proceed when you're ready.
Thank you, Madam President. Members, I rise today to adjourn in memory of the life of former Yorba Linda Mayor Hank Wida. Hank was first elected to the Yorba Linda City Council in 1970 after a decorated career in the U.S. Army Air Force and more than 20 years of work with the engineering departments of Aerojet, Martin, and Northrop. In his more than 30 years of service to Yorba Linda City Council, including five as mayor, Hank was instrumental in the growth and development of the city. He was known for his advocacy, compassion, and support of his community. While serving on the Yorba Linda City Council and as part of the Southern California Association of Governments, Hank founded California School Book Fairs, which sold books to children through traveling school book fairs. In 1995, he sold the business to Scholastic Incorporated, a major New York publisher of children's books. One of the passions of Hank's life was clean air. He became a member of the governing board of the South Coast Air Quality Management District, where he served a period of 7 years, including 3 years as chairman. In that time and subsequently in other roles, Hank played an integral part in advocating for the preservation of our regional air quality that he recognized as one of our most critical environmental challenges. In 2009, he received California's Air Resources Board's prestigious Hagen-Smith Clean Air Award for his career achievements in air quality issues over the years. More important than any of those impressive career achievements, though, was Hank's love for his family and friends. Members, please join me in adjourning the memory of Hank Wida.
Thank you, Senator Chang. Please be sure to bring his name forward so he can be properly memorialized. Senator Rubio, I believe you had an adjourn. Proceed when you're ready.
Thank you. Good afternoon, President and members. Today I rise to adjourn in memory of Lou Farrar, who was a leader in our community and a longtime coach at Charter Oak High School in the city of Covina. Farrar was diagnosed with leukemia in April of 2019, and after many months of battling this horrible disease, he passed away this past November. He was a loving husband, father, educator, and legendary coach in his community who guided, cared for, and inspired generations of football players and students. I had the personal privilege of attending a ceremony where the stadium was dedicated after Lou. The love, the respect, and admiration from teachers, other coaches, and students was evident. This upcoming season would have been his 53rd year of coaching and 40th season of Charter Oak, and he had the opportunity to coach his grandsons and his son Dominic, who later ended up being his assistant coach and athletic director of the same high school. Other coaches in the school district would often say that it was a difficult pleasure to coach against Lou because his teams were always well-prepared and hard to beat. Before becoming a coach, Farrar was also an educator who taught psychology, civics at Royal Oaks High School, where he first began coaching his coaching career. He is survived by his wife, Nancy, son, Dominique, daughter, Natalie, and his six grandchildren. Farrar demonstrated leadership, courage, and dedication. He will be missed, and I ask that we respectfully close on his behalf. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Rubio. Please bring his name forward so he can be properly memorialized. Senator Skinner, I just wanted to be clear, you did not have an adjourn in memory. Thank you very much. Members, if there is no further, Senator Hertzberg.
For purposes of announcement, Madam President, one of our esteemed colleagues celebrated a birthday yesterday from the great community of Gardena. Senator Bradford celebrated a birthday yesterday, and we are, after upon adjournment, we'll be having cake in room 2059. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Senator Hertzberg. Happy birthday, Senator Bradford. Members, if there is no further business, Senator Pro Tem, the desk is clear.
Madam President, thank you so much. Thank you, colleagues, and I will see you all on Friday, not Thursday, Friday, January 17th at 9 a.m. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Pro Tem. Members, have a great rest of the day.